should be open. True love should be spoken, not broken. Tears shed like a knife in my skin. Wounded, my sadness seeps in. Tortured and broken by the fate. You will not win, 'cause now I can fly free. True love should be open. True love should be spoken, not broken.
You're listening to the Midweek Drive on Siren FM, guaranteed to keep you safe from giant lizards.
Quite right, too, because you never know when they could attack. Isn't that right, Chloe?
That's it. You never know.
Another title for the album, there, potentially.
That's it.
Giant lizards.
You're getting so many ideas today, aren't
maybe
you?
Maybe even giant lizards with six toes.
Exactly. Combo.
Extraordinary. Reminder to the listener, we have Hannah Brown in the studio. Yay, Hannah! We have Tessa Snott, who
Hello.
Is also being prepping for Sound and Country Vision as well.
Yes.
She's a multi-talented individual, much like Chloe Rose, of course, who's making her debut in the production as well. And that's all in the first hour. As we head to the second hour, how can we top the first hour with William Curls, Anna Lewis, Winnie Murphy in the Bramham Horse Trials, and of course, Eva McDonald in Saltfleet? Or we go to Andrew McNair. Andrew, welcome. You heard the sound of Rachel Abbott there. I trust you still celebrate Rachel Abbott Nurse Day in on broadcast studios, and every so often as you go in there, say, is Rachel ever going to return? We don't know. But Andrew's there. How are you, Andrew?
I'm very well, and Rachel's still in our WhatsApp group. She still sends us photos from wherever she is in Yorkshire. Her and Bean, I don't know if you ever met her famous dog, who's insta-famous almost, running
there
about the Yorkshire Dales.
Let's give us a hearty plug for Bean. Bean, the three-legged sausage dog, the three-legged dachshund. Listen, you don't spend time telephonically with Rachel Abbott without realising that Bean, the three-legged dachshund, is just a phenomenon. Oh. Exactly.
It just gets anybody that comes into our office just goes straight for those dogs. Now, we've got a new addition, and his name is Tarbin, and he's a Boston Terrier. He belongs to our boss. And they used to get on like chalk and cheese. Now, Bean was always a little bit older. She was about, I think, a year and a half old. Mm-hmm. And Tarbin was only born about 6 months ago. So you could see Bean getting a little bit frustrated with the energy levels that Tarbin brought to the office.
Yeah.
So it's an exciting place to work. I love dogs.
It's like the next generation, really. And there's always a bit of tension there. You think Bean sort of feeling as though she's being usurped. It's all right, Bean, you're in Yorkshire now. lots of room to run around in, and Rachel will look after you. So that's great. So Tarpin, interesting. I mean, I haven't been to the new on broadcast offices. When we were last visiting you guys, you were in the I think it was the old Chris Moyles area. I don't know. I mean, what's ever happened to Chris Moyles? But anyway, he was down doing various other stints. And I think that was before your time as well, Andrew. So you might have only known the one on broadcast office space.
I have only known the one on broadcast office. I've been here since October. So and I know that we have been on the phone quite some number of times, Alex, since then. You're always in our schedules. We're putting guests on your shows and things like that. You've been quite sport over the last 7 months.
Well, hopefully, over the years, Andrew, you appreciate that we ensure that your guests and your sort of features get a fair crack of the whip, basically, from Siren Radio.
100%, yes. And I feel like I know your listeners so well because I've listened to Siren so much online and things like that. I mean, I don't live in Lincoln, but...
You don't have to. Many of our most important listeners are in Los Angeles, so, you know, forget that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Do you ever get out there?
Well, it may be happening.
It may be happening.
We've had a few midweek drive-outs who've gone out to LA.
I'd love your executive producers to get you guys a trip, an outside broadcast to Los Angeles.
Yeah, there's a long story behind that, which I could go into now, but I won't. But never mind, that's another happening. Listen, you were listening to Chloe. Chloe's in the studio now. What would you like to share? Andrew McNair. See what I did there, a bit of rhyming. What would you like to share, Andrew McNair, with the awesome Chloe Rose?
Right, well, what I'd like to share with you, Chloe, is my utter frustration. Now, you might not get this as a football fan, but as I watch the coverage coming together for the World Cup, which I'm terribly excited about, all
yes.
I can think of is that Northern Ireland should be there. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but we were cheated. We were cheated in the playoffs. The final game, we had to win one game to get to the finals, and we were beaten by Switzerland, who got a dodgy penalty. And now they've got one of the easiest groups in the entire World Cup. So I can say with my whole heart that it is frustration that wells up inside me, Chloe. How do you feel about that?
I know how you feel. I mean, yeah. Unfortunately, you know, I would be batting for another team here. Oh, dear, because I'd be, you know, England, isn't it? Is it England?
England are indeed in the World Cup.
No, they are.
Not for long, but
But Northern Ireland are great as well. You know, and I know your frustration.
We had a really good couple of years, actually. We've been playing quite well. But to be honest, you know, none of the other home nations are in the World Cup, which I think is a shame. I really do think that is a shame, because I think Wales were good enough to get in. Scotland just missed out. Northern Ireland just missed out. So I do think that we will probably throw our weight behind England and see what we can do. You know that you've got the youngest ever England team to take to a World Cup, or the youngest in quite some number of years. So, you know, it's a really exciting time for English football, and I suppose the rest of the United Kingdom.
I mean, I've got to say, that's got to be the most surreal critical review of a Chloe Rose musical track I've ever heard, really. And I say, what did you think of the song? Well, Northern Ireland broke my heart.
I like the song as well.
This is how frustrating he is.
Share the pain. Share the pain. Move it on. That's all right. Breathe.
The song helps,
Share
the pain.
Exactly.
Yeah,
true love. True love for Northern Ireland. See what we
there
did there?
You go.
That sort of passion is actually there. He's too young to remember Jerry Armstrong in 1982. Maybe Chloe's dad remembers Jerry Armstrong.
I've watched the YouTube videos, Alex.
Oh,
I know all about Jerry Armstrong.
I should hope so. Billy Bingham and a whole range of other things. And indeed, actually, on the show a couple of weeks ago, we were featuring Jim Whitley, who Manchester City Young Player of the Year, etc., who did Southern Ireland. Sorry, right, I'm very confused.
Okay.
Life continues. Listen, we've still got to pack another visit in to Los Angeles with Paul Zollo. So, Andrew, it's short but sweet, but have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link on the programme today?
I always do with you, Alex, and I'm sure that I'll be on the show again sometime in the future, and I really look forward to it. Thank you very much for having me on.
We will welcome that with positivity unbounded from the joys of On Broadcast, the public relations company to actually work with and develop all manner of wonderful things. Other PR companies are actually out there, but ultimately, On Broadcast. How's Amy these days, by the way? Is she settling in?
Amy's very well. She's had a very busy couple of days. They're actually off. Her and Charlotte are off to a celebrity ball tonight. So they've all got dressed up in their black dresses and got their hair done. So we've been poisoned with all the all the various.
Chloe's sitting here really excited.
Yeah, exactly.
She loves the dresses.
If you look at the Facebook pages, you'll see Chloe Rose wearing her Miss Lincolnshire sash proudly amongst the whole sort of bases. And actually, it's thanks to Andrew that effectively Tessa, on Friday, you'll be able to meet your idol.
Yes.
The joys of...
Michaela Strachan.
There you are, you see.
I can't wait.
Obviously, we'll focus on the sort of story itself, but you know, that's just part of course. It's very exciting. Yeah. It's all good stuff. So, Andrew, it's all just joyous stuff there. No relation to Brian McNair, presumably the Manchester United Scottish footballer. What are you?
So there's two McNairs that have played for Manchester United. The most recent is Paddy McNair, who is currently playing for Manchester United, and then obviously Brian McNair in the past. Now, my family have scarred our family tree trying to find some connection to these two, because my family are all Manchester United fans.
Uh-huh.
Sadly, we just can't find one. But we have tried.
It's going so well before you mentioned that team. There are sides, of course, who've won 100 points, actually. Actually, it's so far superior in a Pep Guardiola way to what's happening down the other way there. And as I always like to say, at the end of the day, if they hadn't sort of had main roads to actually sort of look after them in the war, Old Trafford would have gone completely. Sorry, Chloe, you're not going to say you're a Manchester United fan, are you, as well?
Liverpool.
Oh, she's Liverpool.
All the way, and I absolutely love Klopp. I love Klopp. I think he's incredible. Honestly, I went to Anfield.
Is that a euphemism?
No, I went to Anfield and to watch a game, and it was Liverpool versus Chelsea, and he was stood on the pitch. He was, what, you know, before the start they were warming up, and I was waving like this, and I thought, he's just not seen me. He's just not seen. What can I do?
Jürgen, this
you
is the reason. This,
exactly. Yeah.
This is the reason, Jürgen, if you're listening, and why wouldn't you be? This is the reason why clearly there was such a nightmare throw out, and the keeper made two of those classic errors, although the first one was very amusing. I've still that's either by them. European Cup final, we won't talk about that. We've already gone through the pain with Christian Arkabovic. I think it's fair to say Andrew will return. We're off to Paul Zollo next. Here's Aliotta Haynes Jeremiah.
There ain't no road just like it anywhere I found. A river
south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town. You're just sneaking on by on LSD, fighting at trouble bound.
Taken from the soundtrack of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, and an awesome movie that is. And one of my new favourite songs, if you exclude the Chloe Rose oeuvre, Lakeshore Drive, LSD. Aliotta Haynes Jeremiah, I'm sure easily identified by Paul Zollo, music journalist, writer, singer-songwriter extraordinaire. How are you, Paul?
I'm very good, and quite surprised you would play that. And it wasn't that easy to identify, because I haven't heard it in so long, but I absolutely loved them and had that album. They were Chicago heroes where I was from, but I have not heard anyone play that in years, and have amazed you and the UK even know that one.
Hey, yeah, it just shows. I played it for you
he
yesterday,
did.
Didn't I,
Tessa? I thought it was fantastic from the moment it kicked in.
That was a bit like
wonderful. I don't know what happened to them. They just kind of disappeared.
Sadly, they've all died now. They died in the last few years because Aliotta, Haynes and Jeremiah, surnames that made up the band, etc. And I think they passed away in 2007, 2012 and then 2017, the last one. So they're up there in Heaven FM and we will play their music because it's great stuff, very positive. And as I say, we offer, as well as Cleveland Midweek Drive, hats off to James Gunn for featuring the movie, or featuring that particular track in the movie Guardians of the Galaxy. Have you seen it as yet, Hannah? Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
Oh, yeah, I've seen both of them.
So you would have recognised, obviously, LSD. Lakeshore Drive. Lakeshore Drive. That's nothing to do with it. It's a place in Chicago. You can drive by. It's like, honestly, sometimes...
It's actually a very long thoroughfare all along Lake Michigan, which is a giant, you know, one of the Great Lakes, and it's a very beautiful street, very prominent in my life.
So that's it. I mean, equally, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, nothing to do with any kind of lysergic acid diethylamide. You know, I don't know why these strange, bizarre things. Paul, as well as being an awesome musician yourself, you also launched a new podcast series, which you're going to promote, and a whole variety of other bits and pieces. You've interviewed everybody from Paul Simon right the way through to, well, I mean, who haven't you interviewed, basically? It's awesome. It's just every single one. And we thought, rather than just playing stuff down the phone to you from new musicians on the street, we'd actually send you a copy, you know, send you an MP3, a WAV file, etc., technical talk terms, to this one, of Chloe Rose. Chloe's in the studio now. She's anxious, as you'd expect, having the legend, the awesome Paul Zollo about to sort of cast your critical ear over. I think, I keep saying oxygen, it's not oxygen, it's lungs. Lungs,
he
we need.
This, oxygen,
it's not breathing. Lungs.
Use your lungs.
What did you make Paul Zollo? Have you had a chance to listen to it? Would you like to quiz Chloe, the singer songwriter and current holder of the title of Miss Lincolnshire?
Yeah.
Going in for Miss UK.
Miss Lincolnshire? Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Well, exactly. So, what would you like to share with us, Paul?
Well, I got to say, I was really happy to hear it because. You know, I hear a lot of people that are writing what they call songs, but to me they're not really even songs. They're almost kind of collages, you know, these like Jay-Z, and I appreciate what they're doing, but I'm old school. I miss real songcraft and melodies and words, so this made me happy hearing it. You sound like a serious songwriter, someone who's done it for a while and has a passion and reverence for songwriting, and I like your sound, and so I'm really interested in how long you've been writing and what influenced you? What brought you to become a songwriter?
I think I basically started writing seriously about 5 or 6 years ago. And I tend to write a lot of my music about things that I've experienced, you know, like the real heartbreak. Also one of my songs, Lungs, that we've played on the show today, that was written with myself and Gary Clark. He used to be in a band called Danny Wilson in the 80s, and to work with him was just incredible, you know, being unsigned. But sometimes I can write something straight away, and it can be the sort of frame of mind that I'm going through, you know, if I sort of in a certain emotion, and I can bring that into a song. So yeah, I tend to sort of reflect on things that I've experienced, and gosh, it's going a bit serious now, but but yeah, thank you so much for your comments as well. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, thank you for writing songs, and you know, that seems to be where all the great songs have come from true life experience, whether it's Loretta Lynn writing Coal Miner's Daughter, so many examples.
Yeah, I love your accent. Yeah, sorry, it sounds amazing.
that has to be featured on his next podcast, actually. Paul Zoll, you can actually say that Chloe from Cleethorpes, she just loves your accent. It's great. Just, go on. So, I mean, I'm thinking here, can we look forward to maybe a cross-transatlantic collaboration here between between Paul and Chloe? I mean, I don't know, maybe you could exchange sort of comments. It's a way forward. Great stuff. Paul, any advice that you'd like to give to Chloe in terms of progress? Because, I mean, it's, obviously you're doing Miss Lincolnshire, you're doing Miss UK, you're doing all sorts of charity stuff from that point of view. It's fine, you're shooting videos, you've got all sorts of other bits and pieces to raise the profile. Where would you see the career going, Chloe? What would you like, ideally, for the thing to go to?
This is crazy, but I've always had, like, a big dream to sort of be a worldwide recording artist as a singer-songwriter and travel the world. It's crazy, but also, as well as being a singer, I'm an actress. I've got a degree in drama, and I'd like to sort of do the West End as well. And I just think the best way is maybe to sort of try every avenue, and hopefully something will spring off from that. So I'm never giving up. I'm determined to get there. So maybe one day.
You may be picking up, Paul, across the Atlantic on the energy and dynamism which Chloe is actually bringing to the studio today. I mean, that has to be a good thing, surely.
Yeah.
It's excellent, and that's what it takes. If you're dedicated, and it's a calling, and it's what you're going to do no matter what, and you can't be stopped, even if, you know, because there are a lot of, let's face it, idiotic people in the music business. Mm-hmm. They're not necessarily musicians, the people in the business that make the judgments. They're basing their judgments not on art or excellence, but on what they think will sell based on what's selling at this moment. So never, never be discouraged or derailed in any way by a negative response. They do it to everyone. You know, they rejected the Beatles here in America over and over, even Capitol, which was part of their label, EMI. They rejected everyone. So it just shows you there's some people who are great but cannot handle rejection or any negativity, and they're not going to make it. But if you're someone that doesn't get derailed and is going to stay on, and you choose not to stop, then you're unstoppable. And it's those people that become a success. That is what it takes. It used to be that record companies would spend a lot of money and develop artists and find people with potential. It's not what's happening anymore. They want people that are completely fully formed. You got to do it yourself. They want you to have a social media presence, so you already have a lot of people that care about you. And once you do that and you show them you can do the job completely, then they're going to consider you. But just, I think your attitude is perfect, that you're not going to be stopped. And it is not crazy to have a dream. And that is a dream, and you have talent, and you have a dedication and devotion and reverence for the art. That's what it takes to get the job. Not everyone can get it. But it's not crazy, you know, to have a dream. I think it's crazy not to have a dream.
Yeah.
If there's something you love to do and you're not going to do it, I'd say, you know, go for it. And the truth is, you know, in America, we love people from Britain or anywhere more than Americans. We're really impressed when somebody comes from outside of America. So you have an advantage in some ways.
Oh, what you've just said, it's very inspiring. Thank you. I'll definitely take that with me. Wherever I go, keep going. Very inspiring.
Every great songwriter I've talked to, even the old ones who wrote for Sinatra, they said the same thing. Don't trust anyone's opinion. All their songs were rejected. Even Take Five that Brubeck did, the most famous jazz record of all time, the record company didn't want to put it out.
Mm.
When Tom Petty did Full Moon Fever, his first solo album with Free Fallin', the record company said, no, we don't want to put this out. Tom Petty. So this just shows you what you're against. You just have to remember never to take anything personally that anyone tells you, and just know that if you got a song, you trust that. Even if the producer's telling you to change it, or people are coming up with all sorts of weird ideas how to make it better, songwriter always knows the song better, and if you're the artist yourself, which you are, you know it. So just trust your instincts and don't let the idiots, you know, get you down.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
The motivating thing.
He's got a great attitude. He's got the right outlook, and I'm going to adopt the same. Come on.
Songwriters on songwriting, an absolutely awesome text, which is well worth saying. It's almost like rewriting your dissertation in many ways, Tessa.
Yes. Wow. Yeah.
Indeed, just adding to that.
Adding
Paul,
to it.
A quick plug for your new podcast series that you've just started so that listeners can also access even more Paul Zoller than they're getting on the Midweek Drive. I know, it's astonishing, but it's out there. Go for it.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's about songs and the adventure of writing songs and being a songwriter. It's called The Great Song Adventure, and I'm doing it with my good friend Louise Goffin, who is a tremendous songwriter and also the daughter of Carole King and Jerry Goffin, two of the great songwriters of all time.
It's not a bad bit of background to have Carole King and Jerry Goffin as your kind of parents. Very good. Yeah.
Songwriting royalty, really, but she's a wonderful person, and she knows everyone. And so we've just been going all over town interviewing great people. We just did Van Dyke Parks and Lou Adler and The Great Producer and The Motels. And I'm also doing archival interviews. An interview with Tom Petty that I did several years ago and one with Leonard Cohen. So it's called The Great Song Adventure with Louise and Paul. And you can find it on iTunes or anywhere you get your podcast.
Exactly. Great Song
Thanks
Adventure.
Thanks for letting me.
It's a way forward. Hannah, yeah. Would you like to put those last two questions to Paul Zoller, please? The Zollermeister. I know we haven't had any chance to speak about his cat either, but carry on.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this evening?
I do. I always enjoy it, though. It's not evening here. It's funny you say that. It's morning. Exactly.
Evening/morning.
In Los Angeles, it's just coming around to 10:30, so there we are.
It's time travel.
27 minutes past 10 a.m. in the morning. There you go. Next one.
Will you be joining us again soon?
I hope so. Anytime. I'm ready to go.
Paul, we'll be back with you very, very, very soon. Take care. Keep on keeping on. Onwards now to Jurassic Park and to Richard Edwards from SFX Magazine. Something has survived for now. As the dinosaurs from Jurassic World are faced with extinction, Richard Edwards meets the key players behind sequel Fallen Kingdom. Yes, it's time to stand up proud and tall with John Williams in the background there, almost as wonderful as a Chloe Rose piece of music. As we say, Richard Edwards, welcome back to Midweek Drive.
Hello.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. The understated line of the editor-in-chief of SFX magazine. We have Tessa Snart, we have Hannah Brown, and we also have the awesome singer-songwriter Chloe Rose, and current holder of the Miss Lincolnshire crown. I wonder about, do you get a crown, by the way, for Miss Lincolnshire?
Well, I haven't got one yet, but I've got a sash.
You've got a sash.
I'm hoping when it comes to the Miss Great Britain final, maybe then.
Or nice. A tiara, something.
A tiara. Yes.
I always need a tiara. In fact, yes. You know, regularly I hear on good authority that if Richard isn't actually wearing his tiara in the SFX offices, Nick Setchfield wants to know where it is. That's by the by. One for the fans there. Richard, we're literally not just hours away from the launch of the Brabham Equitrac International Horse Trials, as we talked about in the first part of the programme. But Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is about to be launched upon an unsuspecting public. It takes me back nostalgically to one of my first pieces I did for a company called Film Education, where I wrote a study guide all about Jurassic Park. It's nice. I got to see the movie as a press preview person back in the 1990s. What did you make of Bryce Dallas Howard and the package and this awesome article, which is in the current edition of SFX issue 301?
Oh, it was great. I mean, the standout interview, I think, was Jeff Goldblum. I mean, Jeff Goldblum is just... I mean, he's everything you could possibly hope for and more. not entirely sure I interviewed him as much as experienced him, but, yeah, he's wonderful. Quite surreal, but brilliant.
Yeah, I mean... And where does Ian Malcolm end and Jeff Goldblum begin?
I think there is a bit of a blur there. Mm. Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I'm not going to do a Jeff Goldblum accent or an Ian Malcolm accent, but if the Pirates of the Caribbean breaks down, the pirates don't eat the tourists. Marvellous.
Good line.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah, I'm simply saying that life finds a way. And, of course, what's so great about Discovery? It's a violent, penetrative act that scars what it explores. What you call Discovery, I call the rape of the natural world. Passion. See? Yeah. Hannah, I know you're a Harry Potterette.
Yes.
And quite rightly so, as your brother is in the official Quidditch team nationally.
Yes, he's in the Eastern Mermaids this year for the Premier League.
And
wow.
Exactly, Richard. Never let it be said that we don't roll out the greats from this perspective. In fact, for one brief moment on page 5 of issue 301 of SFX magazine, I almost slipped into another title there. Did you notice? Whoa. Don't say that. SFX. I almost thought you were actually channeling your inner Harry Potter, but I suspect it's a sonic screwdriver you're actually holding there, as opposed to a sort of wand. But
that looks Doctor Who.
Yes. Yeah.
And the scarf.
It's a bit Potterish. Yeah. I sometimes look and think I can't remember dressing up as Harry Potter.
exactly.
Merge the fandoms.
A new outfit every day. And I was interested. Because normally, was it a case of the dinosaur outfit wasn't available for this particular edition?
We have a few in rotation now, and we didn't have a dinosaur one. Jurassic World, I was being terrorised on the loo by a dinosaur, as in the classic moment in the first Jurassic Park.
Yeah. As you say yourself, photoreal CG creatures may be commonplace these days, but there's still few things in movies as fun as watching dinosaurs run amok. Actually, Chloe, that's if you wear a sash made of sausages and then get chased by dinosaurs, you could have two win-win situations there.
It's, exactly.
Yeah, just a thought. Are you a Jurassic Park fan?
I actually love it. I do think I prefer the originals, though. Should I say that?
Well, it's all one part of the whole thing, really. I mean, I know Richard Attenborough isn't with us anymore, but you've still got, obviously, Ian Malcolm there, portrayed by Jeff Goldblum. Are you saying you're more Sam Neill as opposed to Chris Pratt?
Actually, to be honest, I think Chris Pratt's great. So actually, I think I like both because he's great. He's a fantastic actor. Yeah. He is very, very good.
He is, of course, Star Lord. You know, that's the message that comes across, Richard. Clearly, it's all right, Richard. That Chloe Rose gives thumbs up to Chris Pratt.
Lovely, Chris Pratt. Lovely.
Have you seen it yourself as yet, Richard? I mean, I'm trying to get ahead of Richard.
I haven't. Yeah, first screening wasn't. last night and someone else went, and I'm going to go tomorrow night, I think.
Very good. So, you see, family man has sort of decisions to make. Sometimes he takes one for the team. But we can't let you go without, briefly, because again, we've got Phil Lyonis to come to in a few seconds, and another live performance, hopefully from Chloe. She's squeezed into the programme. Hannah, Avengers Infinity War, Deadpool.
Yes.
And
Solo. That's
Solo, exactly.
I have seen all three.
So have I. A bit of controversy with Richard Fitzwilliams here, because I actually rated Solo at 9.5, Avengers Infinity War 7.5,
ooh,
and Deadpool 8.
Ooh, you put Solo above the other
two. I did, yeah.
I would put that third.
Right.
I would probably go Avengers Infinity War, Deadpool 2, then Solo.
Tessa is still actually coming to terms with the vastness that is a science fiction fandom, but it's all right, Tessa.
I've seen Deadpool. I have seen Deadpool. I actually quite liked it as well.
Deadpool 2, though?
No.
Yeah, you see,
I've not made it that far yet. I'm a big fan of Jurassic Park, though. I always have been, just like Chloe. So,
because I see in the reviews of SFX, and what better place to go to for trustworthy routines, Avengers Infinity War 4.5, Deadpool 2, 5 stars, that is, from that point of view. So, Richard, where does that sit on your own continuum with respect to Solo and obviously Avengers Infinity War and Deadpool 2?
I would probably go Infinity War is the best, I think, followed by Deadpool. And then Solo. I wasn't a massive fan of Solo, and that's the Star Wars nut talking. I really thought Solo was just okay. You know, I was a bit disappointed by that.
That is interesting, because So apparently was the box office. Not even okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, let's face it, it's not great. You know, if you want to support the Disney organisation, and Lord, let's face it, they need every penny, you should go and see Solo straight away now. You know, and it was, yeah. Anyway, on that heartfelt note, which Chloe might sing a song about before too long.
She's had plenty of ideas today, hasn't she?
I'd like to think we've worked that one through.
You'll have the whole album to write now, won't you, after today?
Yes. Chloe, any closing thoughts on SFX, the magazine? It's the first time you've probably seen it. What are your thoughts on the whole
thing? It looks amazing. The magazine looks fantastic, the way it's presented. I've got the magazine here as well, Richard. And, I love that picture of you. Very good.
Yeah.
You do look sort of like, sort of Harry Potter, but like you said, Hannah, as well, Doctor Who.
Yeah.
A question. Do
even
you
like
the scarf colours?
I mean, do you feel, Chloe, you might like to make Richard a guest in the next Chloe Rose video?
I think this should be arranged.
Yeah. Yes, you should do the music for Jurassic Park. You want to do James Bond? Here's your next.
Way forward.
Oh my goodness, imagine.
No panic here, Richard. But we're obviously looking
at your next career
here. Yeah, it's just, we're rolling that whole thing out. Sort of way. It's excellent stuff. Tessa, go last two questions, please, for Richard Edwards.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this evening?
I have, yes.
Brilliant. And will you be joining us again on the show soon?
I would hope so, yeah.
Absolutely. He will return. He will come back.
Good.
And we'll also hear one more session from Chloe before the end of the programme. Time for the New Seekers.
Dum do dum do be do.
Come softly, dum do dum. Come softly, dum do dum do be do. The wire, dum stitch up for the little yonder dum day.
I want you to know, I love you so. Please hold. So tight, love me all through the night. Come unto me tonight. It's just you and me. I want you to love. I love you so. Please hold me so tight. Love me. Oh. through the night.
Featured features in Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Phil Leonis, welcome to the programme. How are you, sir? How's Los Angeles on this fine June morning?
We have not even seen the sun yet this morning. It's that gloomy, that grey, unseasonably cool.
Well, what better way to actually bring the sun to Lincoln and Los Angeles by actually hearing a live performance now, a live set from the awesomely talented Chloe Rose. Are you ready to be blown away, Phil Leonis?
As if I could be any more blown away than I already am from this terrific show. But yes, please, amaze and delight me.
Chloe Rose, the stage once more is yours.
That night in your arms, feelings run deep in my heart, moments that stick in my mind. It was left deserted and out of time. True love shall be open. True love shall be spoken. True
Fantastic, brilliant stuff there. Round of applause, brilliant. And we'll get Chloe straight in because Phil, I mean, any thought, well, hold that thought, Phil, because Chloe's going to come back into the main area here and I shall close my microphone down. I won't even have Hannah or indeed Tessa to work through the process. I think you've actually found somebody who could probably deliver a fine song for your wedding with Lily Holloman. That's all I will say at this particular moment in time. Chloe, Rose, meet Phil Leonis. Phil Leonis, I haven't even asked what he thought about True Love, but Phil, the floor is yours.
Well, let me begin by saying that Chloe Rose by any other name would still sound as sweet.
Nice. See what you did there. Genius.
And unfortunately, no, the song isn't eligible to be a wedding song for us because it has yet to be the theme song to a movie.
Yes.
Once it's the theme song to a movie, it can be. We're getting married in a historic theater and a picture palace from the yesteryear of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And so we've decided all the music will be from movies. So if you can swing that between now and January, that would be terrific.
Wow.
I gather, Chloe, you started when you were 6 years of age.
Oh, yes, I did. And you know where it started? It was on karaoke. It was My Heart Will Go On, a Titanic song.
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion, yeah.
Celine Dion,
yeah.
Well, this is the Phil Leonis part of the show. I'm not sure whether he's heard other parts of the whole thing, but it's up to him to...
Oh, of course I have.
Go for it, Phil. Go for it.
I have pages of notes, Alex. But I think, obviously, I'll follow up on what I think it was Paul said when he was offering encouragement about songwriting, and the one thing that I will always caution any artist, and you're an artist, is when I hear the advice about don't let what anyone else says affect you, I too often encounter in my students and in people who come to me for advice about their screenplays or their films they think are finished or whatever, I often encounter actually a desire on their part for me to tell them, yeah, you're done. The work is done. You don't need to do any more work on it. And I always caution that you want to listen to what everyone says because as a songwriter, I'm sure you know this. As a filmmaker, I know this. We're almost never, ever done tinkering with something, and you never know when a good idea will come, and we know often that it's an idea that we agree with because it's some part of ourselves that goes, oh God, I wish they hadn't said that, because some voice in us knows that we weren't quite finished with that particular piece of it. I always think that a piece isn't done until you get all the same feedback from everyone. Love it, hate it, or whatever. If everyone pretty much agrees, everyone pretty much says the same thing, good, you're done. Mm. If no two people say the same thing, then again, you're done. But if you get a couple of people who offer up the same suggestion, the same comment, the same critique, it's not always that the thing they're suggesting you need to change or do is actually the thing you need to change. But it means that maybe the impact that you hoped for isn't quite there, so you need to recalibrate. Maybe it's something, often for me, it's something tonal that needs to shift in some way. I don't know if that resonates at all, but I thought I would offer that into the mix given the thoughtful comments that Paul offered.
She's
chatting away.
She's just stunned by looking at Phil's
Aldrin
photo.
I think she's going to follow. She's looking at following you, that's why.
We were just looking at a picture.
I must follow Phil Leonis straight away now.
Advice is absolutely brilliant. thank you very much for that, because I definitely will take that on with me and hopefully one day. You
Let's
know.
Face it, internationally, after
yes.
being Miss Lincolnshire, a title which, as we say, held with proud honour by Eva MacDonald.
Yes.
Wearing
yeah,
the sash
yes,
now.
Yes,
exactly. And the string of sausages, Miss UK. Who knows what could actually happen from that point of view. It's excellent stuff.
But I love that Chloe answered, you know, that basically she said the most important thing when asked about, you know, what inspires her, she writes what she knows.
Yeah.
And that's important no matter what we're writing. Alex, for example, back in the 90s, he said he wrote a piece about Jurassic Park, because he was writing what he knew. He remembered as a little boy when dinosaurs roamed the earth. And
this is you. It's not easy being several billion years of age, but, you know, sometimes I have to cope with it. It's important.
Hey, if anybody ever gets a chance, by the way, speaking of Jeff Goldblum, if anybody ever gets a chance to see his cabaret show, because in addition to being just a delightful actor, he's a wonderful piano player, a wonderful jazz musician, and his cabaret show is all kind of a hoot. So if you ever get a chance to see him live in cabaret, definitely avail yourself of that opportunity.
Worthwhile accessing. So what else would you like to bring to the party, Phil, in the remaining 5 or 6 minutes that we've actually got? I know, Tessa, it's Fuzz Aldrin, a healthy...
There's an update, though. I've seen it on Facebook.
Well, then
we need to know.
Tessa, clearly, this is the message. We need to know. But do you have a cat yourself, Chloe? Well,
I do indeed. It's red. It's got to stand out.
And your cat's name?
My cat's name?
Yeah. The name of your cat.
Oh, she used to be Josie, but she's not with us anymore.
Oh, she's
I love that cat. I really do.
Josie and the kittens in the sky.
Oh, I know.
Anyway, let's find out this update.
Wow, way to bring the room down. It went from a magic show to a somber occasion, just like that.
Exactly. Sometimes we just play with that kind of emotional routine. Heaven only knows what's going to happen in Sound and Country Vision, but I'll just press a button for that.
A whole another hour.
It's over to you, Phil. Carry on.
Well, I'll talk about a couple of movies real quick because I caution, you are right. Of course, Solo is not just losing money, it's losing hundreds of millions of dollars. How do you lose hundreds of millions of dollars? But it's done that. But remember, that in and of itself does not indicate whether the movie is good or bad, because indeed it never opened. It just, nobody went to see it when it came out, and that was before anyone knew how good it was or not. So these things don't always correlate, quality and the quantity of the box office. I was surprised that you kept saying that Chris Pratt is Star-Lord. He is Star-Lord after all, because I would have thought, Alex, if anyone was going to agree with me, it would have been you, that I'm not sure he's Star-Lord. I saw that Infinity War, and it sure seemed like he was no longer playing the same character that he was in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. It was as if they'd written a completely different character for him. That's how out of character his behavior was.
Take note, Hannah Brown. Sorry, she's very...
Are you upset that I put Solo third in my listing?
I think you might have upset him.
No.
You seem a bit upset.
No.
But was that not one of the things that bothered you about that movie, Alex? Was that just? I don't know. I thought they took the Guardians, who were the best characters in the universe, and they manipulated them in a way that didn't really make sense for who they had established them to be.
Exactly. I'll argue with that with respect to
you
that.
You don't care. You don't care anymore. You've given it a 7.5 and you're done talking
exactly.
about it. All right.
So, Fuzz, please, we need to know in the remaining 2 or 3 minutes.
Quick update.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Tessa.
Well, we offered up what we think is the final update at the end of May, the final blood panel. And lung x-rays came back, and they were completely normal. She's been given a clean bill of health. An illness that was once rampant through all her major organs has been vanquished. A small little kitty that was down to 3 pounds and was not supposed to survive is back to her fighting weight of a little less than 6 pounds, and she's fierce. She's like a wild animal that loves to cuddle. So
she's got beautiful
anyway,
eyes.
She's loving life as much or more than she did before.
It'd be interesting to know, Phil, that we just had a wave from Holly McGrattan just outside the
really?
Studio. She's all right. She's gone to the elevator now. She's gone to the elevator for the talking lift. It's all right. It's just a way forward. And as you can see on the Facebook update, R.W. Sanders, Tessa Leanne Starr, and 50 others like the updates, as well as Catherine Pearson saying, I love Fuzz. We all love Fuzz.
She's
genius
beautiful.
Stuff. That is pretty much it, Chloe.
Oh, my goodness. Next time Lily Holloman fills in for me on this show, Alex, you need to have her imitate Catherine Pearson. She probably needs to tell you who Catherine Pearson is, and then she needs to imitate Catherine, because Catherine is she's the single greatest woman who's ever walked the planet, quite frankly.
Well, greater than Tessa Snow and Hannah Brown. Well,
She's been around. She's been around a little bit longer. Yeah. She's been around a little bit longer.
You don't know. She's earned her stripes.
It's just good diet and good nutrition that's sort of kept these two octogenarians the fun stage that they actually are. It's fantastic.
They would still be, even as octogenarians, they would be spring chickens. In terms of who we're referencing.
Thanks to Winnie Murphy, Anna Lewis, William Coles, Eva McDonald, Andrew McNair, Paul Zollo, Richard Edwards and Phil Leonis. Last two questions. Phil, Hannah will deliver them.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us today?
When do we get started?
I suppose if Phil's actually up for it, I mean, because he could join in the Sound and Country Vision as the pre-record.
You'd have to
negotiate that. Because, of course, there's tomorrow morning, there's midnight in Los Angeles when Phil will be back there for a whole variety of other bits and pieces. So are you joining us this time for our midnight link with Los Angeles or 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, Phil?
What will Richard be discussing?
His trip to Paris, amongst other things. And
I've never heard of it. Well, oh, you mean his actual travel to Paris. Yeah. I see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be fun. Of course. I would love to join.
And we've got Stephanie Romashevsky as well, our sleep physiologist as well, who's taking the role of Gabriella Peralta for once today. So tomorrow morning, that's all to come. Chloe, have you enjoyed your 2 hours on the Midweek Drive?
Oh, it's been absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on the show as well. It's been wonderful.
Siren Radio's Artist of the Week, thanks to Kai Valentine. Yes. So well done there. Yep. That's all great stuff. More stuff coming through from Chloe Rose via Sound and Country Vision, which we're off to record, and you'll be able to listen to tomorrow evening, just after 7 o'clock, which is marvellous, and then there's podcasts that you can download too. Tessa, Hannah, thank you. Chloe Rose, thank you. Thank you, dear listener. We've thanked everybody else from that point of view. We're out with a little touch of Justin Timberlake, then the news, then more good stuff. What would you like Chloe to actually sing a cappello, Phil, to actually end the programme today? What words would you say she should actually use?
Oh, well, I would just like her to sing an entire round of Happy Trails.
Let's make up a tune to go Happy Trails. Just say
Happy Trails.
Oh, my God. Tell me that's it.
It's a bit sensual, wasn't it?
Can you do it again, please?
That was really good.
Happy Trails.